BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A new low is reached on The Jeremy Kyle Show. I try and salvage some pride on bangers. A caller who passed her driving test all thanks to Innuendo Bingo. And I break out Christmas 2016.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey Chris, Brian on the A1 makes a good point.
What's that?
Says, I can't believe you and Chris have put a full week's work in together for a change.
Oh.
I know, five whole days there.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So Calvin Harris was on the Radio 1 breakfast show this morning with Grimmy to talk about his brand new track, My Way. Some people are saying it's a massive diss to Taylor Swift. But they will.
Well, what are you saying?
I don't know. I've not heard it enough yet. But we'll listen to the lyrics closely. I know you never listen to lyrics of songs.
Always. When I hear a song for the first time, I never pay any attention to the lyrics. I'm just like, is this a good song? Is it? But today, let's all really focus on it.
Let's all really... Yeah, let's do that. Let's all focus on the lyrics when we play it in a minute. And then you lot tell me what you think the song is about.
But then equally, don't make the mistake of just thinking Taylor Swift and then thinking that you have to find a way to make it match.
Just say, if you don't think it is about her, then tell me.
Yeah.
So he spoke about how the press love to twist absolutely everything he says and how from now on he might just say nothing at all. Plus, he told Grimmy about the guest vocalist on his new track. That's him. And also explained why this one is a bit more downbeat than others.
It's emotional, but it's like, I make emotional records usually anyway, but this one is kind of maybe, you know, we're going in the winter now. It just seemed to like, I'm not even joking. It seemed to suit the season and the vibe. And I had some other options, but I just really like this. But right now, I just really liked the idea of it coming out right now. So.
Yeah, definitely has an autumnal tone to it, I feel. It's lovely.
And obviously, because it's Calvin, he introduced his track in a way that only Calvin can, sounding well excited.
Hi, my name's Calvin Harris. This is my brand new single. It's called My Way. I'm singing on it. I hope you like it. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Everyone listen to the words, please.
Why wait to say... At least I did it my way, lie way too fast. But in my heart, I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 You are the one thing in my way.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's like, what's this called again? My Way.
What are we all saying then?
Well, Pete in Cheddar thinks it's the story of him being stuck behind a slow walker.
Yeah.
Could be.
Few people, including Rich, say, is it about learner drivers? Being stuck behind learner drivers? Could be.
Or a traffic cone.
It'd be a strange thing to write a song about. You know what? You listen to it and you do think it probably is about her.
I was expecting a few more lyrics, but I do like it.
But this is what I want to say to all artists. Let's start naming names. Do you know what I mean? It's like putting a post up on Instagram and then deleting it straight away, but knowing that's what you're going to do in the first place.
Yeah. Well, you want people to say who the songs are about in future.
Yeah. Let's just be obvious. Name names.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Sophie.
Hey, Sophie, where are you?
I'm in Manchester.
How can we help you?
I've got some good news.
Go on.
I passed my driving test yesterday.
Yes!
Yeah, second time round, but we did it. Also, guess what?
What?
I was listening to Innuendo Bingo whilst I was doing it.
What, while you were doing the driving test?
Yeah.
Oh, this calls for some fireworks.
Oh, yeah. That was pitiful. We've had this situation before when you've reached for the fireworks and it's just been disappointing.
Ooh.
Oh. I hate those ones. Yeah. They look big and they're nothing.
Yeah, it amounts to nothing.
Anyway, Sophie.
Yeah.
How did you engineer a situation where you were allowed to listen to Innuendo Bingo on your driving test?
Well, you're allowed to put the radio on, and because I listen to Radio 1 all the time anyway, I thought, oh, it's something familiar and relaxing, and it completely didn't enter my head that it would be at the same time as Innuendo Bingo.
Well, so you said to the examiner, can I put Radio 1 on, please? Because I find it relaxing.
Yeah.
And they agreed. So did you then have to tune the car in yourself? Oh.
No, I pre-did it because I didn't want to, like, any more stress whilst I was in the car. Okay. I just wanted to get on and do it, so I was well prepared with Radio 1 on already.
So it was in your car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot that's how it worked for a second there.
No, but it was actually on whilst I was doing my manoeuvre on the test.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I failed it on that manoeuvre last time. So this is my second test. And it was as I was going round the corner, doing the left corner reverse, that the clip from Only Connect came on.
Oh, no. What, and that distracted you?
It was so awkward.
Did you laugh?
Yeah, but luckily I was doing my observations, so I wasn't actually facing the examiner.
Right. Did the examiner laugh?
Yeah, it was sort of like an awkward shuffle.
Right, it's the clip from the highbrow quiz show Only Connect that we played on Innuendo Bingo yesterday.
And that's it. Your time is up. At the wall has frozen, but you found a group. And can you tell me what connects Cheney, Advocaat, Francis, Turpin?
They're all dicks.
They are all dicks. I can confirm that is correct.
They are. Cheney, Advocaat, Turpin, Francis, all of them dicks.
Oh, Molly.
They are all dicks.
That was the one that did it, was it?
Yeah.
That's such a wonderful image. You're there doing your observations, you're going round the corner there and you're just giggling away.
Yeah, but luckily I managed to do it right and ended up passing with one minor. So
one minor?
Whoa.
Yeah.
And that was probably when the Innuendo Bingo clip was played, right?
Probably, to be fair, yeah. I got it shortly after doing the left corner of it, so yeah.
I'm not sure it's the right thing to be listening to when you're trying to concentrate.
To be fair, I didn't plan Innuendo Bingo to be on at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad it was because I had a chuckle.
What do you do in Manchester then?
I'm a cake maker.
You're not?
Yeah.
You make the cakes?
Yeah, all the cakes.
What, in a bakery?
No, I work from home. I do it like with my own business.
So you're like the Great British Bake Off, just from home?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, we're in Manchester tonight. We could pop in for some cake.
Yeah, why not? Always got cake.
Back to the driving examiner, though. Have you got the coolest driving examiner ever?
Well, yeah, he was quite funny whilst he was examining the test, yeah. And then at the end, when he told me that I passed, he high-fived me. So
yes!
Yeah.
It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
You must like all the Great British Bake Off clips from Innuendo Bingo, then, being a baker yourself.
Yes.
There's my brother at the pool table, my mum and dad behind the bar.
Oh.
I think the idea is fantastic. And even down to the sticky ginger cake carpet.
Who wants to eat some carpet?
I'll eat a bit of carpet.
You know what? I actually listened to that when it was on TV the first time around. I thought, I bet that's going to end up on Innuendo Bingo.
About this one.
Candice, will you bring up your gingerbread story, please? Well, do you need a hand, love?
Yeah, can you come and grab my jugs, please?
Yes. And my favourite.
So who's this?
That's Susan, my sister.
Susan. Spice is coming through. A little warming effect for the ginger. And I think your sister tastes lovely.
Oh, come on. Did you high-five the examiner or did the examiner high-five you?
I said, just out of the blue, I was like, can I high-five? He was like, yeah. I went to go high-five me. So I was like, oh, cool. I thought he was just going to be like, no, step out of the car.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
And if you'd like to see Molly King getting really wet from yesterday's Innuendo Bingo, you can find it on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know the Jeremy Kyle show?
Yes.
It was trending on Twitter earlier. I think it still is. You know they cover all sorts of subjects on there on Jeremy Kyle? And the best bit, for me anyway, is when they either do the DNA tests or the lie detector, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it is good.
Mm.
And normally... Well, what are the subjects normally? It's like, have you cheated on me with my best mate? Have you slept with my ex? Or one of my personal favourites from years gone by, I hid in the wardrobe to catch my girlfriend cheating. That was an actual subject one day. You know, it comes up on the screen.
Mm.
Today, they topped all of those. This morning's lie detector was...
Did you do a poo in her fridge?
She did, yes, she did.
Do you know what is the most extraordinary thing about this story? You don't seem bothered about the 1,200 quid. You just want to know who's done her what's in your fridge. I hate myself for asking. No. Did you have a poop in her fridge?
No, I did not. No.
That's right, this morning's subject, who pooed in the fridge?
Whoa.
Twitter was going mad for it. It was on the screen. Now, the story is, it's an aunt accusing her three nieces of doing... a poo in the fridge.
Okay, and has decided to take it to Jeremy Kyle.
Yes. Now, that was in a previous episode where that happened, but the nieces were back on today to take the world-famous Jeremy Kyle lie detector test. You want to know the results now, don't you?
Of course I do. Well, how did they do?
Yeah. Well, which one of the three nieces was it? Well, Teresa's first. Does she do it?
Teresa, hands up. Who's Teresa? Put your hand up. I'm really sorry about this. I have to do this. Did you poo in the fridge? Is the question we asked.
Oh, God, no.
What? Jesus,
I can't kill myself first.
She said no. She was telling the truth.
Yeah!
It's not her.
Oh, Teresa's in the clear. I am pleased.
Oh, if you're watching this as well, there must have been such relief at that point.
She didn't look guilty, to be fair. Oh, hang on, though. What about Mary?
How are you? Been very quiet. You didn't do it. They accused you of doing it earlier. No? Did you poo in the fridge? She said no. Mary was telling the truth as well.
Yeah! Mary's free.
Well done, Mary.
Well done, Mary, for not having a little poo in the fridge there. Well done. She's not the pooer either. Oh, no. There's only one niece left.
Yes, and all eyes on that niece.
Oh, no. That means it must have been Kathleen.
Do you know what? Forget it. All of them passed the test.
Yeah!
Kathleen.
What's gone on there, then?
None of them did it. So Teresa didn't do it. Mary didn't do it. Kathleen didn't do it.
Did you do it?
No.
I didn't do it.
No, the aunt made it up.
Did she?
Yep, no one did it. So the whole episode, Who Pooed in the Fridge, was a complete lie.
Oh, no, and all those people are going to have screen grabs of that probably written on the bottom of the screen, right?
It was going all around Twitter.
Forevermore.
Whole hour of your life wasted. No one did it in the first place.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm being accused of dirty tricks on the text.
Yeah, I hadn't actually noticed this when you suggested that perhaps we go for a girl because it's been a bit too many man this week.
Yeah.
So choose a girl to pick bangers today. But it does suggest to me that what you've done is you've picked a song and now you're trying to go for the stereotypical person that would like it.
Mark in the Forest of Dean says, I reckon Scott's up to some dirty tricks here. Girls only. It's obviously he's picked some kind of girlfriend track.
Yeah.
Well, you're about to find out.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Maybe I have, maybe I haven't.
If this is Beyonce who run the world, I will not be happy.
If this is Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga. Hello, Zoe.
Hello.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Bath.
The Georgian city of Bath.
Oh, lovely Bath.
That wonderful spa town.
Yes, indeed.
It's blooming lush there, isn't it?
Yeah, and the sun is kind of shining, so it's quite nice.
So you're 18, but you're leaving Bath next Friday to go where?
To Leicester.
To uni?
To uni, yeah.
Which one, De Montfort, is it?
Yeah, De Montfort. I cannot wait.
Are you scared, or you sound like you're pleased about it?
Yeah, well, Bath is quite small, so it'll be nice for change.
But
yeah.
What about all your Bath mates?
Yeah, well, they're all going away as well, so, you know, it's a good change for everyone. New chapter, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Have you got...
She's over the friends thing already. She's like, yeah, bye.
Have you got a final night planned together?
Well, we went out for drinks last night because everyone's kind of going at different times.
Yeah,
so
that happens.
I'm kind of the last to leave.
Who are you going to miss the most? Now. Who are you going to miss the most out of all your friends? Not that I know them.
Well, probably a big shout out to my best friend Alice, and we listen to Scott Mills all the time.
Yes! Hello, is it her birthday?
No, we tried to get on for her birthday, but it didn't work.
So successful. Well, happy birthday,
happy
Alice.
Happy birthday. Sorry you didn't get on.
Whenever that was.
Okay, so this is what I've got for you today. See what you think of this. Oh, I think I'm back on. B.O.B. So good.
You needed one like this.
I did.
You're 3-1 down. It's purely pride in it for you. But you know what? I'd like to really thrash you this week. So, Zoe, I've got this for you.
Oh, no.
It's a proper Friday tune.
Definitely a Friday banger.
It's our boy David Guetta. Also featuring Neo and Akon. What a dream team. This is Play Hard.
Work hard, play hard, work hard.
Zoe, the choice is yours.
This is a big one. I mean, a lot of my friends are messaging me saying what to do. I mean,
are they?
Yeah, we've got the group chat going, yes. Saying everyone listen. So,
what are they saying?
Getting your listeners up.
Thanks very much.
There's another four or
no
five.
Worries.
Thank you very much for that. Get them to tell all their friends too, yeah? Thanks.
Yeah. I don't know. It's quite a difficult decision.
Do you know where you really can spread the word about the show? When you get to your next uni. I'm saying put posters in the window, go really old school with
it. Yeah, I could, yeah, you know.
Please, thank you.
I'll try.
What's it going to be?
It's a big decision.
I know.
Massive.
I think I have to go with my heart with this one, you know. It's a big decision. I'm thinking I'm going to have to go with, sorry, Scott, but it's going to have to be Chris for a Friday banger.
Not again.
One week.
What?
Take a bow, Chris. You did well that way. Oh, you actually bowed there. Didn't have to really.
I actually did. Are you going to take your hat off to me?
Yes. Yeah. There we are. There's my hat been taken off there.
It's a proper trousers down moment for you, really, isn't it? 4-1. Woof.
Woof. Piggity buff. Someone says, I think we need to call a ELAGM. That's an emergency listeners annual general meeting. Over some of these questionable choices, lads.
Oh, come
on. I'm running out. We've been doing this for months now.
We're actually not running out.
I might just cancel the whole thing.
Oh, that's so you, isn't it? 4-1. And do you know what? I bet that's a text or an email that's already gone out to one of the team here. Do you think this needs a rest?
Yeah. I'm the kind of person that if I am playing a board game and it's not going my way, I will just flip it. Look, I'm not playing anymore.
Maybe come back next week with a better attitude and some new tunes.
Okay, I'll have a really good think over the weekend. I'm with you most of the weekend.
We are, yeah. We're actually spending a lot of time together this weekend.
Tonight, tomorrow night. Is it Sunday night as well?
Tonight, Manchester. Tomorrow, Glasgow and Stirling.
Sunday night?
We rest, like Craig David.
No, I don't. I don't.
What do you do?
I go to Liverpool.
On your own?
Right, okay. Not been booked for that one, no?
I was left off that one.
Sorry about that. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, who's this, please?
It's Brittany.
Brittany from where?
Worcester.
Oh, I love Worcester.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there quite a lot.
Much as you love Christmas.
I've been to Worcester at Christmas. It's quite good.
Oh, it's fab. The best time of year.
It's a random town for you to be massively associated with, but you did spend a lot of time there at one point, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes.
How come?
Just...
Use your imagination.
Someone that I was maybe seeing for a bit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So we know about all the places. You know, even I know tramps in Worcester, banging.
Oh.
You must have been.
I've been.
Yeah. How can I help you anyway?
Well... On my time hop this morning, it told me that this time last year you played your first Christmas song.
Oh, I've getting quite a lot of this on Twitter today from people's time hop.
So I think today is the best day to do this year's first Christmas song.
Are you feeling like in a Christmas mood?
I'm feeling festive.
So you're one of the people saying yes, do it.
Yeah, I am. Are you?
I'm always saying yes.
Wow.
I've just checked, it's 99 days, but 100 sleeps.
Exactly, so what better time to now play a Christmas song?
And it was this time last year, exactly the day, was it?
It would be rude not to do it the same time this year as well.
I don't like it because for me it feels like you're saying it's the end of summer now.
It is.
It is, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're getting there. I think we need to now accept that winter's coming.
Yeah,
and
winter is coming.
We need to be feeling festive.
I also have to pack my shorts away, which I hate doing.
What do you mean?
But well, because I wear shorts like from about May onwards, and then suddenly it's like, oh, they're going to be off now.
But surely they're packed away anyway, or do you put them in a special place? Do you put them in the loft or something?
I just wear them all the time, from like May to September.
It's just the way you say you pack them away, as if like, right, I'm going to have to move the shorts out of the cupboard here and just, you know, put them in the loft. Do you know what I discovered recently? Game changer. This is very unlike me, by the way, but you'll be impressed because you know I'm not very tidy and you're quite a tidy person. Mm-hmm. Right, these bags, and you put the clothes in there, and the vacuum cleaner sucks all the air out of them, and it reduces it into just this crumpled plastic. Like, it's awesome.
Vacuum packing clothes.
Mm. And it just sucks all the air out and squashes them.
Wow. I know, yeah.
Have you got that?
Yeah, I've got those, yeah.
Amazing.
What a great...
What's funny about this?
They're not new.
Are they not?
No.
No.
They're off the 90s.
Are they? Yes. I thought this was science.
What one are we going to play then? I think I know the answer to this.
I think you do know. The same as last year, Mariah. It's the only option.
You're really keen for this.
I am. I think it's time to press your Christmas buzzer.
Okay. Use the hashtag MillsChristmas, whether you love it or hate it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm not sure I'm ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
You just suddenly made me feel a bit anxious.
Okay. Brittany?
Yeah.
Count us down from 3, 2, 1 and we'll start Christmas.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Oh, brace, brace, brace.
Here we go!
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the present.
I'm so happy that Christmas is finally here.
I mean, the reaction is as expected.
James says, thanks. Now all my Snapchat stories are full of Mariah.
Dylan says, is this some sort of sick joke? Do you reckon somewhere Bublé is just stirring in his cave? Just gets the twitch. He hears this song somewhere in the distance.
Well, no, he'll be being defrosted at the moment because what they do is they thaw him out around this time. Yeah. He's frozen for most of the year.
I heard they thaw him out and then get him like gym ready for Christmas.
Yeah, they'll finish him off on the radiator and then he'll be going to the gym getting ready for it.
And then we'll see him.
Rob, the coach driver from Carmarthen, says, fair play, Mills. All my passengers on my coach all sighed when they heard that Christmas music. Oh, that's not good then, is it? That cheered me up, says Sean in Southend. Come on, mate, I've not even been on my holidays yet. That's from Joe in Aberdeen. I mean, it's got a reaction, as it does every year. Merry Christmas from Radio 1. That was Mariah Carey, Breaking Out Christmas 2016.
So there we go. That makes it official, doesn't it?
We've broken the seal.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Should I get my coat? I feel like I need to.
Why?
Just a bit of a backlash going on.
Oh, sorry, I've got a thought of different meaning for that. Don't worry. So, what were you saying? You got your finger on the pulse of the nation here. What's generally everyone saying?
Well,
I mean, we're getting
a lot of people are hating it.
Thousands of messages.
Yeah, thousands about playing Mariah Carey. Some people feel sick. I've been called a joke. Some people are absolutely loving it and they're going to start their Christmas shopping.
Sorry, do you know what? I've seen one. I want to get his name right, but actually he won't be listening anymore, will he? He says, you've lost me. I've been a loyal listener up to now. I'm now gone.
What, completely gone?
I assume so. But
we don't need that.
No point in talking about him if he's off.
No, we'll just ignore then.
But
what's his name? Don't even say his name. He's not listening.
No, but that for me is the problem with you playing Mariah. is if it's losing listeners, then that we shouldn't be doing it.
I did it once. Come on, guys, lighten up. It's Friday, yeah?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Dev.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hi, guys. You okay?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good. I wish we could sometimes reveal what we talk about off-air on it.
Yeah, I've been asking for a late-night show on Radio 1 for ages, where one, we could read out all the text messages that we get that we're not allowed to read out during the day, and the other one, just we could have those off-air conversations on air.
Just maybe once a year, just to get it out of our systems.
Yeah.
Loads of people shaking their heads and going, no, that's a really bad idea. So you're on at 4 this afternoon.
That's right.
Charts are on.
Counting down the chart. Going to try and get it right this week.
What do you mean?
I managed to mess it up in about 45 seconds last week.
Why?
Just got the numbers around the wrong way.
Oh, no.
So what have you done this week to prepare? Have you just done loads of counting
just
backwards?
Preparing, counting down backwards as fast as I can. It's not as easy as you think. It really is.
Okay, well, let's see if you can play Real or No Real right.
Yeah.
On average, British people will pay £310 for 1 hour of silence.
I can see that.
Our bosses wouldn't pay for that, though, would they? Kind of put us out of a job.
I value silence quite a lot.
I take it
very seriously.
What do you mean by that?
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I had a meltdown on a quiet carriage?
Yes, I know about this, but do retell the story.
So embarrassing. So I was coming back from... can I just state I was doing charity work beforehand? I don't really like to talk about it, but I was doing something for children in need in Wales.
You're always giving. So.
Do you know? It's good to give it a bit back. Yeah. And we took the first train back in the morning. I'd done my show from Cardiff, took the first train back. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning. Got on this train, pulled off after about 10 minutes, and then it stopped and said, we're going to be delayed for an hour.
Yeah.
You can't get off the train. I was like, it's all right. I'm on a quiet carriage. I'll have a nap. Two guys who were on the train noticed each other on the same carriage and they hadn't seen each other in a while. We're like, oh, hey, how's it going, mate? You're all right. In hindsight, what I should have done is just stood up and said, excuse me, chaps, I haven't had a lot of sleep. Would you mind having your conversation out in the corridor? And they'd have just gone, yeah, sure, no problem. Mm-hmm. But I didn't.
No,
I
you had tired. A proper Britney Spears meltdown.
I started playing this really loud song off my phone. It's off some like Ibiza compilation. And the train manager came up to me. She said, excuse me, sir, can you turn your phone off? You're not supposed to play music. And this is so embarrassing to admit. I stood up and went, oh, really? I thought we were all just ignoring the rules of the quiet carriage like these two. And everybody turned around like, oh my goodness, what's going on? And every time they tried to talk to me to apologise, like, I kept going, no, no, okay?
Oh, no. Dev, leave it, Dev.
These are the words that I heard bounce back from the other end of the carriage where I realised you're being that guy right now.
Yes.
I said to them with gritted teeth, I said, this is a quiet carriage. And then they left. They walked out into the corridor.
OMG.
What happened for the rest of the journey? Was it awkward?
It was the quietest carriage in the world. A guy behind me took about 10 minutes to open up a packet of crisps.
Yeah.
It was the quietest carriage in the world.
But that's the point, isn't it? It's a quiet carriage. It's not a silent carriage.
Yeah.
That's where you've gone wrong.
You're right. In hindsight, I lost it. And then my old producer, Cara, she came up to me as well and she went, right at the end of the journey, she went, I really hope nobody filmed that.
Oh.
So it sounds like you would easily pay £310 for an hour of silence. To be fair, you probably paid that in the train fare anyway. Is this real or not?
It depends if you've got this kind of money to throw around. I wouldn't think most people would bother to spend their money on this kind of thing. So I think this is no real.
Silence is golden. Gold is worth a lot of money. Real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yes, a recent survey revealed that British people would pay, on average, £310 for just 1 hour of silence. The survey also revealed that snoring, slurping tea, hate that, and unexpected item in the bagging area are the most annoying sounds in the world.
That's the worst.
The worst. Okay, next.
A leading crisp company is releasing a series of insect-flavoured crisps.
Have you ever had crickets?
No.
I have.
When?
Where do we have them?
I'm not sure. Was this something for the show?
Was it a dare or...?
It would have been, there would have been a reason. This wouldn't have just been a night round yours.
Yeah. No, mine were fried though, so it could have been anything in there. But I was told that they were crickets.
I remember they were all the rage a few years ago, like chocolate covered ants and stuff like that was all the rage, and they kind of went out of fashion a bit.
It's a festival or something that we went to, and they were like, dip in, and I tried it, and it was alright actually.
Yeah. I think you can deep fry anything.
Totally,
and it would taste good.
Totally.
Yeah.
That could be a feature on your show, maybe.
Insect flavour crisps. Is this a thing?
I kind of want it to be.
Would you eat them?
Yeah, I think I would.
I think they're running out of ideas because they've done every other flavour. Plus, they've done all the quirky flavours that aren't even crisp flavours. You know, like roast dinner and stuff like that.
Do you know what bothers me more than the crisp flavours, though? The popcorn ones. Do you know what I saw the other day? Pulled pork flavoured popcorn.
Gross.
Get
out of it. No. Get out of it.
All
no.
wrong. All
sweet
wrong.
Or salty, leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah. And you've also got to question anything that's flavoured by something. Yeah.
Also, can we, also,
there's no involvement with pulled pork.
Another
itself.
Thing, can we stop pulling everything now, please?
Yes. Yeah, I've said this for a while. They're pulling chickens now.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
Pulled chicken.
It's not just pork anymore. They've, everything's about to be pulled.
Stop pulling it. Leave it alone.
Real or no real, Inslect favourite crisps are going to be a thing soon.
No real?
Oh, they are running out of ideas, though. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Emily Wagoner was halfway through her packet of crisps when she realised the black speckles on her crisps were not bits of pepper, but were actually dead ants. And finally,
Kim Kardashian takes an average of 62 selfies per hour.
So that's about one a minute.
Do you remember when she claimed to have invented the selfie?
Yeah.
Arne, he didn't.
We all know Mr. Bean did that, actually.
Yeah, good point. I remember when she came into the breakfast show with Grimmie, she mentioned that our cameras were really, the lighting in the studio was perfect for selfies.
She's like, that's so hot. Yeah. Oh, no, that's Paris Hilton. Oh, anyway, she was just saying, yeah, because we've got the ring lighting, so yeah. It makes you look fabulous.
It was 62 an hour. I assume she's not doing them when she's asleep. Yeah. So actually, what she's doing like 100 an hour. In the daytime, to make up for her sleeping time, which is just ridiculous.
I don't follow her on Instagram or anything.
I had to unfollow her a while ago because it's all just adverts.
Right. How many of them are selfies?
Oh, loads. It's adverts or selfies, one of the two.
This could be then.
Real or not?
It seems... Oh, yes, I'm going to say real, definitely.
Well, it's not even about how many she publishes. It's about that she'll take the selfies of every angle.
Right.
And then because she takes so many, she can then pick the perfect one, which shows off everything that she wants to show off in the perfect angle. So
she's not actually having a life. She's not actually enjoying any moments.
She wouldn't just take like one or two selfies at a time. It'd be like a proper full-on fashion shoot every time, right?
What do you think?
I think this is real.
Yeah.
Real?
Real.
That one is real.
Absolutely ridiculous.
How has someone worked that out?
On a recent 4-day holiday to Mexico, Kim Kardashian admitted to taking 6,000 selfies. We've worked that out. It equates to 62 an hour. Ridiculous.
How much time is that spent away from your holiday?
I know, that's what I mean.
Just pictures of yourself.
Weird. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I only got 10, Dev. You did so well. You got 30 points.
Yeah!
Oh, I hope you can count the charts today.
Thank you very much, so do I.
Dev's next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Friday's best bits. We're back Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.